This is about a plane crash. A Hammett GR6 carrying 35 passengers and 5 crew. All 40 dead. Many of their widows and widowers are here today and all want to know one thing. Why did this plane just drop from the sky? Like Kyle Lidke. He lost his wife and 2 daughters in this crash. Now, the CEO of Hammett Aerospace would have him believe it's the pilot's fault and not their plane. But we ask you to reject this cynical blame the victim defense, because this is a very simple case of a flawed airplane design. My co-counsel, Miss Lockhart, represents the families of the passengers. I represent the families of the crew. But we decided to combine our lawsuits because we agree on one thing. Hammett Aerospace put a jet into service that they knew was defective. How do we know this? How do we know that they knew their jet was defective? Because there is a very brave whistleblower from within Hammett who's agreed to testify for us.
Damn.
Not to sound too cynical, but this could be a good thing.
Guilt-ridden whistleblower testifying from beyond the grave?
They didn't do a great job cross-examining in the depot. It's hard to cross-examine a corpse.
The problem was in the wings.
The de-icing in the wings.
Yes. It was a system of tubes that distributed fluid to de-ice the wings during flight.
Not bad. We admit this into evidence.
And avoid further cross-examination.
Yep. Falling forward. Well, that's the problem. She's a great tutor. Grace's physics grades are the best this year.
And where did you find her?
The tutor Eli suggested.
And Grace is friends with her now?
Yes, I'll talk to her.
Who, Grace or the tutor?
The tutor.
Well, I can find some tutor referrals around here.
No, that's okay. Let me handle it with a fly swatter, not a bazooka.
I didn't think I was handling it with a bazooka.
Okay, we'll talk. I gotta go. Yes, sir.
David Lee's here.
We need more conference room space. I'm like an itinerant farmer out here.
So, Alicia, David and I head up the hiring committee, and we've decided the firm needs a new first-year associate. So, we want you to interview and hire someone.
Really?
These are the new graduates from U of C. See who you like.
You want me to do the actual hiring?
In consultation with the committee. And you'll be mentoring him, too, so choose well.
Or her. Oh, Alicia, I need to talk to you a minute about the Cole divorce.
Thank you for this.
No, not me. David, I'm still supposed to be tense with you, remember? And by the way, I know how Celeste works.
Don't worry about it.
No, she thrives on chaos. She'll say a lot of things about me just to see how you react.
And I won't react.
So, we can't use Cole divorce as our cover word anymore because I actually have a Cole divorce.
Oh, well, we don't need a cover word. I'm still undecided about it.
Ah, yes, the fiction of separation. You're putting your kids in private school? New item in your financial journal.
I'm thinking of it, yes.
That's $35,000 to $50,000 a year.
I know.
My advice is you don't.
Thank you, but I'm fine.
No, you don't understand. I'm not your accountant. You can overspend on anything you like, but you need to get your husband to pay half.
Why?
To preserve your dependency. You pay that amount on your own, you lose your best argument against spousal maintenance.
Well, I'm not asking Peter for spousal maintenance.
No, not you, him. Hey, don't blame me. You guys wanted equal treatment. Thank Gloria Steinem. Peter makes less in the state's attorney office than you. He could come after you for support.
Peter's not coming after me for support.
Alicia, he'll come after you for everything.
No. He wants the governorship. That's what Eli's plotting over there right now.
Give him the keynote.
Are you kidding? At the Democratic convention?
Peter has the best story. He went to prison on a trumped-up charge, fought it, and made it back into office. It's a story of rebirth.
Eli, he's a state's attorney.
And Obama was a state senator when he got the keynote.
And a black man.
Who is it?
Who's what?
Who are you championing? You must have somebody already.
Adam Spellman.
Oh, come on. No to the state's attorney, but yes to a dog catcher?
He's not a dog catcher. He's a strong businessman.
You think that's what America wants to see up on that diet?
Eli, it's already in the works. We're pushing Spellman. Don't worry about it. Peter Florek's marriage is a secret weapon, not some keynote address. So, how is she doing?
They knew the de-icing fluid tended to freeze in the wing lines. They decided to save money and do nothing about it.
We move to introduce this deposition into evidence, Your Honor.
And we object, Your Honor. It's hearsay. We can't cross-examine the corpse.
Really, Mr. Rota?
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Inelegantly put.
But I can't cross-examine the deceased.
Your Honor, Rule 212 expressly permits the use of a recorded deposition when
but
a witness
only
dies.
If the court, in its discretion, determines it won't do a substantial injustice, such as in the case of perjury, which is why in the current matter, I would direct the court's attention to Mr. Ritter's suicide note. It consists of two lines. It's a lie. I'm sorry.
Your Honor, Mr. Ritter's wife was claiming he slept with their 16-year-old babysitter. The note refers to that.
We don't know that. He could be referring to his testimony in this trial. At the very least, the meaning is unclear.
Unclear?
Oh, really?
Are you serious? Yes.
I'm not prepared to interpret the law.
That is why I'm standing in all the way.
Tell me when you're ready.
What do we do now?
We have other options.
Like what?
Well, ask for a continuance. Silver expert witnesses.
You thought they weren't enough. Hold them accountable, please. For my wife and daughters.
Kalinda, what are you doing?
I'm Eli Business. What do you need? Yeah, I'm already on it. Yeah.
Adam Spellman. Do you know who that is?
Adam Spellman. A businessman. Head of the Chicago Bank Leadership Council.
Yeah, I need you to look into him.
Look?
As in find dirt.
Why?
He's the likely keynote speaker at the next Democratic convention, and if he has a skeleton in his closet, I do not want him blowing up in the face of the Democratic committee.
Really? How selfless of you.
Yeah, well, I'm a caring individual. I need it quick.
Yeah, everybody needs it quick. Ah.
That was quick.
It was a blind CC. Ritter emailed the CEO about the de-icing problems. And on Ritter's copy, there were only two email addresses included in the CC. But on the CEO's copy, he BCC'd someone else.
CS at Herald Equity Group? Who's that? Oh, no.
What? He's a client of ours from 2 years ago. He was the venture capitalist on the IPO. CEO kept him in the loop.
Great.
What? Well, he's not the most dependable of witnesses. He might not even talk to us.
He won't. Call Alicia.
Why?
I'll talk to her.
You really didn't think we'd get a chance to work together. See, isn't this fun? So, you and I should get some drinks. Trade horror stories.
Horror?
Yeah? What'd I say?
There's not allowed to touch your hands or anything. There's a panic button at the end of the table if there's any problems.
That's not his style. How much does he know?
Nothing.
Sorry I let you broach it.
It's like Clarice Starling, huh?
Mrs. Florek, what a pleasure.
You seem well?
Under the circumstances, I do the best I can.
You have a tattoo, I see.
What? Oh, yeah, this old thing. I wanted William Blake's The Ancient of Days, but beggars really can't be choosers here. And you, Mrs. Florek, I imagine you're well. Your husband's back in office. You're thriving in your profession. The world must be your oyster.
I would say the grass is always greener, but...
Yes, although there's a refreshing honesty to prison. People don't dissemble here, they just take.
My firm needs your help, Mr. Sweeney.
So, that's it for small talk.
We're suing a company, Hammett Aerospace. There was a plane crash.
The Dorset crash, yes, I know.
You were the financier on their IPO. We had a witness who knew there was a problem with the de-icing system on the plane, but he committed suicide.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Anyway, he was testifying to a meeting you attended.
And you were wondering if I might testify in his stead.
Yes.
Why me? Why not O.J.? Won't the jury be likely to mistrust the word of a renowned wife killer?
You were never convicted.
Oh, yes. One of those fine distinctions in the law. Imprisoned on something I didn't even do. I hate irony. I heard America's irony-free these days.
Yes, it's been outlawed.
I like you, Alicia. Why don't you like me?
You killed your wife.
And there's nothing I can do about that?
Testify.
Would that help you?
It would help 40 families suing Hammett Aerospace.
Yes, and I'm sure they're all adorable, but will it help you?
Yes.
Then, of course, I'll help.
Thank you for waiting. Work. I think you're doing a great job as a tutor. I just... Do you want something? You want a latte or...
Oh, no.
So these videos that you make, these dance videos, they're just... How old are you, Jennifer?
22.
And you and Grace have become friends?
Yes.
And these dance videos are... what are they for?
The internet.
Uh-huh. You make money off of them?
No.
You just do them?
Yes.
I don't understand.
I like doing them.
Okay, Jennifer, I just want you to be a tutor, okay? I want you to work with Grace on her homework. I don't want Grace making these videos with you anymore.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, my God, you're good.
Thanks.
So, Adam Spellman, a Democrat, really gave money to support the Defense of Marriage Act.
His wife did. She's a devout Baptist and knew it would be a problem. That's why the money came through her company.
And then they tried to hide it. I mean, I think this is good that the DNC knows this now, long before the convention.
Yeah, that's very selfless of you.
Okay. I need you to look into these other names they're considering for keynote. They may get in the way.
In the way of what?
Peter Florek.
I didn't know this was with Peter Florek.
Oh, don't worry, I'll pay you out of my own pocket. The list.
No, but thanks, though.
Which one?
Nothing. I have other work.
Thank you for coming in, Caitlin.
No, thank you. This is so cool.
A very impressive resume. You did a summer at Weiler and Wolf in New York. So why us?
Well, in a word, litigation. Transactional is fine, but litigation is what really turns me on.
And the University of Chicago. What turned you on there?
Moot court. It was an opportunity to dig deep into an area of law, but still keep my feet grounded in something real.
And did you win?
Well, my partner and I did. It was a team effort. I can work on my own, but I love being part of a team.
So after your summer at Weiler, did you get a job offer? Or?
No, they had a hiring freeze. The economy, but I would rather be here anyway.
Just an odd question. It's a question they asked me when I first interviewed here. What's your favorite hobby?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say it.
Come on, Martha, let's hear it.
What was your hobby?
No. I'm the one asking the questions here.
Okay. I like foreign movies, old movies, like Truffaut and Godard. Tramp boarding.
What's that?
Skateboarding on a trampoline without wheels. I know. But I can do a double somersault from a full-blown ollie. To be honest, I've had an offer from Canning and Myers. But I really do want to work here. I like the family spirit.
Well, if you could hold off Canning and Myers, we can get back to you in a few days.
That's great. Thank you, Alicia.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear testimony from a convict housed at the Pine Creek Penitentiary. Under agreement between the attorneys, the questioning will be conducted via closed-circuit video.
How's my hair?
It's fine. You might want to cover it. So are we clear on what you say?
I'm to answer honestly and completely.
Yes, not too completely. Just keep your answers short and on point.
How long?
About 5 minutes. Something about you two. Some kind of tension there. What is it?
Are you going to tell him? I would like to just concentrate on his testimony.
Oh, come on. You can't leave it like that. There won't be any testimony unless you tell me what it is.
We're lovers. We've been keeping it secret for months. Alicia, I really don't want to talk about it right now. She's breaking up with me for a man who is not worthy of her.
If only it were true.
Ready to go.
Short and to the point. Hello, Mr. Sweeney. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I understand you've been sworn in. May I ask you a few questions?
Yes, I've been wonderfully prepped here by two of your beautiful attorneys.
Mr. Sweeney, can you tell us how you became acquainted with Hammett Aerospace?
Yes, my company. My company was retained to provide financing for their initial public stock offering. How's that?
And in that capacity,
did you attend a meeting at which Hammett executives discussed potential problems with the GR6?
Yes, I believe I did.
And at this meeting,
can you tell us what was discussed regarding the de-icing system on the airplane?
Could you repeat the...
At this meeting, can you tell us what
we
was
need to cut him off. He's gonna
regarding
hurt us.
The de-icing system on the airplane?
Mr. Sweeney, do you need a moment?
I don't know.
Your Honor, I have to ask for a brief continuance. Clearly my witness is having health issues.
Your witness is having second thoughts.
Mr. Sweeney, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm undercutting your case.
Why?
Because I want something.
What?
Freedom.
He'll testify if we free him? With good behavior, he's got 2 years left on his sentence. He says that he has something to offer the state's attorney. Evidence on drugs in prison.
I think I can find a way to get around the private school money situation. Hold on, Margie. Hold on.
Well, thank you.
No problem. So, how are the interviews going?
Great. I re-interviewed my top two choices, and I think I've made a decision.
Great. Isn't Caitlin fantastic?
Caitlin?
Yes. Did she tell you how much she loves competition?
She did. You know her?
Yes, she's my niece. I told her not to mention it because I didn't want her to win out based on nepotism. I'm glad you liked her.
Well, I did.
What?
But I...
No. Oh, come on.
Next time I'll get some long benches in here.
Colin Sweeney wants to make a deal.
Yes. Read your email. Oh, yes, Imani. Hello, come on in, come on in. This is Imani Stonehouse. She's in AUSA, assigned to our office to review racial bias in sentencing, and she keeps me honest with all my plea bargains. Okay, so, our good friends from Lockhart Gardner...
And Monty and Kallenbeck.
Yes, they have an offer to make us in trade for releasing the wife killer, Colin Sweeney.
The defensive killer of his stalker, Colin Sweeney.
And I'm sure, Imani, you'll have something to say about that.
Carrie... You've seen an increase in heroin distribution at the Cook County Prison Complex. Mr. Sweeney can tell you who and how, including guards.
In trade for his freedom.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to fly, but thank you.
Why don't you check with your boss? Peter Florek promised to fight corruption in the prison system. This could go a long way towards that.
Okay. I'll be right back. Where'd you go to school?
Brown. You?
Harvard. Siblings?
Three brothers.
Lawyers?
No. Family was happy to have just one lawyer. One's a painter, one's a writer, one teaches at the Sorbonne.
Really? It's in France, isn't it? Here, and he has a counteroffer.
Okay, what counteroffer?
Donnie Pike, senior acting member of the area in Warlords. He's finished up a 5-year stretch at Pine Creek Penitentiary.
Oh, come on. The most dangerous man in the Illinois system?
Yes, he is, and a confidant of Colin Sweeney, Mr. Sweeney gives him stock tips, and Pike gives him protection.
You want Sweeney to testify against him?
Yes, if he wants a reduction in his sentence.
The last witness you tried to turn against him was murdered.
Yes. Well, we've learned from our mistakes. Here, you can keep this.
I was the ASA who won that plea bargain, and you're really considering reversing it?
Not reversing it. He served 2 years.
For killing a woman?
No. Involuntary manslaughter with good behavior.
This is Colin Sweeney we're talking about. The public knows his name. If we release him, we'll be crucified.
Not if we're using him to stop a neo-Nazi from committing more murders from prison.
What do you think, Imani?
I think it's worth it if we can stop this white supremacist.
Yeah, if you stop him. If Colin Sweeney takes the stand, I don't know a jury in the world who would trust him.
Okay, we're going to make the deal.
Peter, this is a mistake. You'll be the man who released O.J.
Would you make the deal if it was just anybody?
But it's not just anybody.
I know. But if it were, would you make the deal? 2 years left on an involuntary manslaughter? There's your answer. But Geneva makes a good point about the testimony. We're going to make the deal. But he's got to give us more.
What more?
A wire. Eli? What have you got?
Keynote address at the Democratic Convention. They were going with Spellman, but he has an issue opposing gay marriage, so I got you the hearing with Donna Brazil.
I'm stunned.
That's why you hired me, Peter. To stun you. Look, you don't have to decide about running for governor. Just take the meeting, sweep her off her feet, keep hitting the prison thing. That's your selling point.
Yeah.
What?
I may be in the news this week.
Okay.
A plea bargain that could gain a lot of attention.
Can you delay it?
I could. But I won't.
So this ethical thing's for real, right?
I would love to give that keynote speech.
Then don't get in the news. And what does Kalinda Sharma have against you? The investigator at Lockhart Gardner, she won't do any work for you. What's that about?
I don't know. Really? I didn't know that. Is she good?
Caitlin? Yes. It's just, she's Dave's Lee's niece, and I'm feeling a little pressure.
Who's a better lawyer?
Well, they're both good.
I just, I don't know, there's something about Martha. I like her. And Caitlin is a classic C student.
Well, you know what they say.
A students make great professors. B students make great judges. C students make partners.
Okay. I gotta go. Thanks, Will.
Did you tell Jennifer not to be friends with me? Did you tell her not to be my friend?
No, I told her that I wanted her to concentrate more on your studies. Why? What did she say?
Nothing. She left after we studied. Why would you tell her that?
Because, Grace, she's 22 and you're 14.
So?
So? Why isn't she with friends her own age?
Because she's my friend.
No, she's your tutor. I'm paying her.
Why can't she be both?
Because it's unprofessional.
I don't have friends, Mom. Don't you know that? She's my only real friend. She's my friend. And with you at work all the time,
no,
I can't.
No. You do not get to play that card. Look, maybe I overreacted. I just don't want you doing these videos. I just think it's dangerous to do them in the street.
It's not.
Grace, would you please just let me be the parent for a minute here? If you want to take dance.
I don't want to take dance. I just want to do this.
Why?
Because it's cool. Because nobody else is doing it.
Okay, let me think on it. Alicia Florek.
Goodness, the quality of convicts has really gone downhill.
We have a deal for you, Mr. Sweeney. That's why we're meeting you here.
They will give you your freedom in exchange for evidence against Donnie Pike.
Donald?
Yes, he's ordered the death of four witnesses from prison.
You want me to testify against him?
No, the deal's not for what you know. It's for what you'll find out.
We don't think you're the most trustworthy witness. That's why we'll need you to wear a wire.
That wasn't the deal.
Well, that's the new deal. We're arranging to have Pike transferred to another prison. They'll route him through county. Mr. Sweeney and Pike will have 3 hours together in the yard.
Get him to admit to his newest murder, and you're free.
No, it's too dangerous.
Is it, Mr. Sweeney? Is it too dangerous?
You don't want to do this.
Alicia, it's his decision.
You're going to have to supervise the wire. He thinks you care about him. What's even weirder, you do care about him.
No. I don't want him getting killed. That's a pretty low bar for caring.
It's a pretty high bar for a wife killer. You're very interesting, Alicia. How'd you end up with Will?
What makes you think we ended up together?
Will's attitude. He's smitten.
Really? Smitten.
Feels like the right word. It's sweet and high school and very vanilla. There's no slam on you.
No, of course not.
What about you? You broke up with Will 9 years ago, and yet here you are trying to hurt him. Talk about high school.
What do you think you're doing?
David.
She's my niece. I told you she's my niece.
Oh, wait a minute. You told me to hire who I wanted.
Yes, and I told you she was my niece. What else do you need to know?
But, David, Caitlin's good. She's very good, and she'll find another job.
This isn't about another. Don't you dare cross me again.
You said you didn't want nepotism.
No, I said there was no nepotism. You are a third-year associate. You were given this task because you are unimportant and you can take a hint. So take the hint, or we'll take it out of your hands.
Let's get a drink.
You know the best revenge? Hide his Bluetooth.
No, hire his niece and then make her life hell.
Oh, my God, you are so right. You'll never do it.
No, I will do it. I'm not a good person.
Yes, you are. Shut up.
I just don't like women. I find them uninteresting.
Excuse me?
I don't like women. They're all competing with me.
Don't men compete with you?
No, they don't. You have female friends?
No. But I don't have any male friends either.
That's so sad. I'd be your friend. But I can't.
Why not?
Because, well...
That's right.
Yeah. I don't like you being with him. I'll break you two up.
Okay. How?
How will I do it? I will tell you about him.
Well, go ahead. Give me your worst.
No, I like you.
See, that's your problem. You built it up too much, so if he hasn't buried a hobo in the desert, I will be unimpressed.
Oh, well, it's ancient history anyway. It was only $45,000.
That's all?
Yeah, and put it back.
You're so mad at this.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. I'm transparent as cellophane. I gotta go.
You're kidding.
No. Just remember, Will is like me. He'll always disappoint you.
The microphone is sewn into your collar, Mr. Sweeney. Just keep your hands away from it.
Mm, very clever. Testing, testing.
Just a normal voice, Mr. Sweeney. Okay, so, just to remind you, Ike, you know, this fine citizen here is Daryl Boyd, Ike's lieutenant on the outside. Ike orders a hit in here, Boyd carries it out on the street.
This is Garfield Park, just last week.
You get Pike to admit he ordered the Garfield Park hit, I sign your release authorization.
Simple as that, huh?
I'll be right here, Mr. Sweeney, watching. Anything goes wrong, just walk away. They have security guards standing by.
They won't get there in time. When things happen, Mrs. Florek, they happen fast.
Well, don't get yourself killed, okay?
Words to live by.
Okay, here we go.
Break a leg. Talking about stuff that don't concern you, Sweeney.
No, I was just wondering.
Don't. You know, you're funny. Like a pet. Don't make me put you down.
I like him.
I like him, too.
He has a good story.
He does. Prison, wrongful conviction, back from the dead. You make a good keynote.
He speaks well.
He does. So?
I just don't want him to blow up in our face.
How would he blow up in your face?
His marriage.
Are you hearing something?
Of course I am. I'm hearing they live apart. And if I'm hearing it, the Republicans are hearing it, too.
If they were hearing it, they'd use it.
No, they would do what we would do. Release it the day before he speaks.
course you don't have an issue with it, Eli. Peter Florek is in office. When he runs for governor, they will use it. They will use all of it, not just on him, but his wife, too.
What if I promised they'd be together?
Is that a promise you can keep?
Yes, it is.
Then we'll consider him for Keno. Again, Eli, I like him. He's a thoroughbred. But I just can't risk. Risk.
Okay, here he goes.
You've got about 10 minutes before you return to yourself.
I thought we were done talking. I want to know about Garfield Park.
Is he out of his mind?
What are you, stupid? What?
Get the guard ready.
Go now, Carrie. You gotta pull him out now.
We pull him out now, no deal.
Wait, listen.
Hey, Donald, I didn't mean anything by it.
Why the hell do you keep asking?
Because I need your help. You know what they did. They took my company from me.
Everybody here's got a story, paper boy. What makes you so special?
I have money. I want the man who did this dead. Gerald Drescher used to be my vice president until he stabbed me in the back.
You serious?
How much would it cost?
A guy like that has security.
Nothing worse than the security at Garfield Park.
Job like that, it'll cost a lot of money.
That's why I gotta know what I'm getting.
Okay, here he goes. Nice move.
You're pushing it. You're in prison. I'm asking. How can you get it done?
All right, sure. Garfield Park, yeah, that was me. My boy on the outside, I get word to through my sister. I give the green light. He does the hit.
He hit on his vice president, huh?
Oh, come on. He had to say something. You have the release authorization? Already blessed by Judge Romano? Pleasure doing business with you.
Is your health issue from the other day better, Mr. Sweeney?
Much better. Thank you. My goodness. I must have made a fuss here. Food poisoning.
Now, Mr. Sweeney, you testified that you were present at the IPO meeting.
That's right.
And did you hear any discussion about the de-icing in the wings?
Oh, yes. I heard everything. And it's not good.
Good job. I hear you saved some kind of case today.
Oh, we got a settlement.
Great. Great. We should talk sometime.
About?
The future. What else?
I'm so sorry I'm late. Thank you for coming back in, Martha. I just had a few more questions before we decide. What are you talking about? They already decided.
I'm sorry, what?
I didn't get the job here. I turned down my other job because I thought I had this, and now... I can't believe this.
Well, who told you didn't get this?
The hiring committee. They called.
Well, there must be some sort of mistake because I haven't decided yet.
No, they did. He said I was close, but they had a vote. So what happened?
Now, your office is on the 27th floor, but I want to show you around here first. Now,
Alicia, thank you so much. I am just so thrilled. David said it was all you. You picked me, and you're going to be my mentor.
Yes, Alicia. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, I am really looking forward to working with you. Thank you again.
I don't get it. Why put me through the charade if you were just...
Alicia.
No. I want to know. I never had any power, did I? It was all rigged.
David Lee appealed to the hiring committee, and the hiring committee voted to go another way. That's all that happens.
Which way did you vote?
On what?
The committee voted for Caitlin and against Martha. Which way did you vote?
I voted with David Lee.
Why?
Because I owed him.
For what?
You don't want to know.
I do want to know. I feel used, Will. I feel like I was given a job and it was taken away from me.
There was a Martha when we hired you, Alicia. On paper, she was the better candidate and you were the Caitlin. You were going to lose in a vote. I asked David Lee to vote with me. So I owed him. You okay?
Thank you.
Caitlin's often surprised you.